Justin Fluke back with you now, talking Prairie LeCompton girls basketball with Coach Joey Franzetta as the Lady Cause with a few games since last we spoke. Last Friday against Hiawatha, last Thursday actually against Holton, we didn't have a chance to discuss, and then against Royal Valley on Tuesday. Man, all three of those games, Coach, decided by, what, 8 or fewer points? You had a 1-point loss to Hiawatha and a 2-point loss to Royal Valley. So, while I'm sure it's frustrating to not find a way to get those wins, I mean, your team teams right there. It looks like the games have all been super competitive, huh?
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And I mean, even you think, and to your point, what you just said, even you go back to a Holton game. I mean, that gets a little inflated because you got a foul at the end of the game, right, and things like that as well. So, we're right there, right? And I don't know. I sound like a broken record. I know the kids think I sound like a broken record right now, but I mean, we just go through about a quarter to a quarter and a half stretch every game where it's just, man, it's a rock fight where we can't get much going on offense. We have, you know, a handful of really, really bad turnovers that lead to easy baskets on the other team. But then but on the flip side of that, we're putting together really, really good quarters where we're having to pull ourselves out of huge deficits all the time. So, I mean, when we're good and we are playing well, we are right up there with everyone else in our league. The issue we're having right now is when we bottom out, it's not pretty, and it's very consistent. It could be a consistent quarter a night. So, we just got to find a way to balance that. And, you know, it's obviously really tough right now because we're in the middle of our third 3-game week in a row, and then we got one next week. So, honestly, the thing we need right now is practice time. But, you know, due to the weather and circumstances that we can't control, we don't really have that luxury. So we know we got to keep trying, learn on the fly, see what we can do a little bit here, a little bit there, and, you know, just hopefully kind of start stringing together some wins here at the end of the year.
Yeah, you host Sabetha on Thursday night here this week, and then at Nemaha Friday, and 3 games again next week. So Sabetha's a team that you haven't faced, and I guess, you know, another silver lining is that, you know, being in all these close games and knowing, you know, how big one or two plays can be in determining the outcome, I mean, you have to feel like the team is kind of learning a little bit from these games, that hopefully, you know, when they're in maybe some tighter games, which there's been a lot of in the Big Seven, but in your last 6 that are still on the schedule, that maybe that experience can kind of pay off and a little extra motivation to find a way to make a play or two here that's the difference in getting a win.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You get to these games where you're close games. I mean, it's only going to make you better. Because everything's just so magnified. And, you know, that's the thing that we're having to do a good job of as a coaching staff right now, is kind of taking that step back and saying, well, girls, we didn't lose just because of this one play at the end of the game. There's also 100 other plays that happened before that we could have changed the outcome of too, based on little things we could have done here and there. So, I mean, we're seeing the big picture, and, you know, if we're playing in close games, I mean, it's going to prepare us for sub-state, which, you know, ultimately that's kind of what you want to do. You want to be playing your best basketball at the end of the season, which, I mean, I know it's weird because it's coming up really fast, but I mean, we're still 6 games out still, where a lot of teams maybe only have 3-4 games. So, I mean, we still have quite a bit to our season left game wise. So, you know, we'll keep fighting, keep battling, hopefully get us back on track and start finding some ways to close out those close games.
Yeah, about 30% of your regular season games still remain, but it's just crazy because you're going to play them all here in about the next, 10 days, except maybe the last one or so of the season. So,
hopefully
get a win and get the girls some confidence back. I know, you know, a lot of teams talking about that right now, just finding a way to pull one of these close ones out or something can change the whole attitude and demeanor kind of going forward. So,
oh, for sure, for sure, for sure. Yep. Oh, and that's a big thing. Just playing confident. That's a huge deal. I mean, you just walk in and, you know, you have the confidence that things are going to go your way. Things are going to go your way. I mean, if you hold your head down on every little negative thing that happens, it's going to be rough. So, we just got to keep plugging away and figuring out a way to, you know, flip these wins, like I said earlier.
Well, best of luck, Coach, in your upcoming games. As always, thanks for your time.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you.
Coach Franzetta of the Prairie LeCompton girls. We'll talk boys hoops next with Coach Simmons.